I'm Chris Rebola with a report on CalRIO, the California Regional Health Organization. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. From all accounts, CalRIO is uniquely positioned to both take advantage of and influence national activities related to health data exchange. At a recent summit in San Francisco, the organization outlined guidance documents that will soon be available to providers, vendors, and other data-sharing projects in the state. Those reports will list data-sharing standards, recommendations for a statewide infrastructure to enable data exchange, and a recommended minimum clinical data set to help organizations understand what they need to provide in data exchanges. But questions have been raised as to whether RIO's, including California's effort, are putting the cart before the horse by working on technology projects that could clash with national efforts aimed at harmonizing and certifying standards and establishing a national health information network. Clashing is not an issue for CalRIO, because many of those involved in the organization are also working on the national projects, well aware of what might come. Dr. David Brailer, the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, addressed the summit, reminding the crowd that innovation, no matter where it comes from, is still vital to the national effort.
As more and more state projects begin picking standards, it creates more de facto precedents that can be given attention to in the harmonization process. Because we can say, if standard X for laboratory data is accepted by California and Maryland and Florida and Indianapolis, it's almost decisive. Let's just go that way. It creates its own success. It takes away the intellectual debate that could go on forever about how should this be and moves us to the practical debate about how do we move forward. Now, the second thing it gives us is I can say to everybody in this federal government, look, guys, California is picking a standard. You better hurry up and get your federal house in order to pick standards, or California is just going to set the standards for the U.S. And I can tell you there's nothing that terrifies people in Washington like something like that.
Still, CalRIO officials are well aware that the nature of their organization could change as the health IT landscape matures. While staff focuses on data-centric pilot projects like an upcoming endeavor to connect emergency departments, there is also an effort to keep an eye on the future. Ann Donovan is CalRIO's project director.
There's a lot of talk about RIO's becoming public utilities. It would almost be like an electronic library of resources that might be technology, or it might be the business case, how to pay for this thing, or it might be the consumer, how do I use this thing, or even the physician, how do I use this thing. So if we pursue the public utility model, which is an attractive model, CalRIO could come to look like maybe a cell phone provider, somebody who offers BlackBerry functionality. It's not about how the data gets to your BlackBerry. It's about using a tool that works for you. I think we'll just provide a cadre of tools and a library of information that would be available as a public utility.
The most immediate challenge for CalRIO, and perhaps the entire health IT effort, is engaging consumers. It was the only admonishment Dr. Brailer delivered to the organization. To that end, CalRIO is promoting the use of personal health records as a means of improving care and as a way of reaching out to the public. The organization will develop criteria for evaluating the usability and effectiveness of existing internet-based tools. But the success of that consumer-based effort is far from a slam dunk. And this comment by Dr. Andy Wiesenthal, who helps direct Kaiser Permanente's health IT project, illustrates the difficulties that lie ahead.
I'm a pediatrician, and I'll do this with audiences. Many of you have kids, right? Raise your hands. You got kids? All right, keep your hands up. All those who really, really maintain the first baby book extremely well, keep your hand up. Now, all those who did the second baby book really well, and the third. What we're seeing in the personal health record movement is, I think, an unrealistic reliance on the patient as a highly motivated maintainer of the record. It's not going to happen. And if we design it around that as a basic design principle, if that's the way we're going to integrate care in the United States, It's going to fail. And when it starts to fail, it'll fray around the edges because it won't have information in there that the doctors and nurses will need. And as soon as it starts having information gaps, they will stop using it altogether. And they will stop doing any effort on their own to maintain it. So currently, as I see it talked about, I don't think it can work at all. And I wouldn't want every American to have that kind of personal health record. We have to do this differently. The PHR is not the panacea that the president and others are making it out to be.
CalRIO's next summit takes place on June 22nd in Los Angeles. Part of its focus will be on consumer engagement. The big challenge for 2007, CalRIO needs to make a business case for its own financing. Right now, it exists on charity provided by the state's largest provider organizations. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.